Agriculture Today is back now. Eric Atkinson here. You'll recall last week we had Mike's side, Art Barnaby, crop risk management specialist with K-State Research and Extension, to visit about the prospect of the loan deficiency payment returning to winter wheat producers as wheat prices had drifted low enough to scoot below the loan rate, therefore triggering the eligibility for those LDPs. Art, since that point, there's been some follow-up on the LDP option and some other details that you wanted to convey to producers, correct?
Yes, and we just, in the process of putting this up on agmanager.info, it is a case where farmers, I think, need to prepare just in case we do get LDPs again. Otherwise, you probably think this whole radio program will be an academic exercise because the LDP payments only lasted for 5 days and then they went away. That's because the markets came back up a little bit. We're just above it. And if it should turn around, and there's plenty of reasons to believe it could, farmers need to prepare now and get their plan in place. Otherwise, they're going to run into some surprises.
So what do they need to think about in that preparation?
Well, if you're a middle-sized farmer, you're probably thinking, I don't need to worry about the payment limit of $125,000. Yeah, you do. And here's why. It's because the way the new program works versus what we had before, that's why it's very different. All your payments from ARC, PLC, on all crops, not just wheat, if we have any payments on wheat, I should add that, we may not, but all 2016 crops, any payments you've received, either PLC or ARC or whatever, they all count in the $125,000 limit.
It's an absolute across-the-board cap.
Across-the-board cap across all programs. And it also includes the LDP payments, which until the last couple of days, we hadn't even talked about because, frankly, I'm as surprised as anybody. I did not really think we'd see prices below the loan rate again, given the use of ethanol and worldwide demand for grains, et cetera, but we were there. So, bottom line, you want to apply that $125,000 first to the ARC and PLC programs. So, let's just say you're a large enough farm that those two programs, whichever one you're in, actually puts you above the $125,000, especially the PLC. If you went into that, your payments are going to be really large, I think. But in that case, you hit the $125,000 limit, then you can no longer get LDP payments. However, there is a side door. And as you and I have talked many times, we really shouldn't be surprised because the Cotton Council knows how the game works. And it's not quite the same as the old program, but it's very similar. The bottom line is the government, with their marketing loan, is not supposed to build stocks. Well, here's the problem. Let's say you've exceeded the $125,000 payment limit with all your other programs, and now we've got the potential or markets low enough that it would trigger LDP payments. If you couldn't benefit from that LDP payment, what you would do as a farmer is forfeit the grain.
Right.
You would not want to pay it back at principal plus interest and then turn around and sell it for a lower price because the market's below the loan rate. You'd simply forfeit the contract and therefore the government would build stocks and we'd start building supplies. And of course, that's not good news for taxpayers because they got to pay storage costs. It's not good news for farmers, I would argue, because it puts a lot of stuff in storage controlled by the government. And every time the price starts to rise, then they will release the grain. All that will sound familiar to anybody who farmed prior to 1985.
Right.
There's getting to be fewer of us around, Eric. Right. But nonetheless, that's what would happen. So what you're allowed to do is pay off the loan with certificates. And the way this works, and you have to go through all the paperwork, but you would want to take out the loan, and then you will repay the loan with certificates that you have to buy, and you have to write a check for those certificates. But you'll then turn around and pay off the loan. You're going to pay essentially what the posted county price is for those certificates. So you'll pay off the loan that'll satisfy it with those certificates, and you end up with the net gain, the difference between the posted county price and the loan rates, what you're going to end up with. You just have to go through all the paperwork to do this. And this could all be done on the same day. Now, from a planning standpoint, you want to be careful that you don't get into a position where you're collecting large PLC or acre payments when you combine all the crops. So if we get into a position of collecting LDPs, you're probably collecting those before we get to the ARC payments. Because remember, you don't get those till next fall. Then you're going to say, Art, can you forecast the ARC payment for me? Well, we haven't been very good at that because we estimating that county yield. Now, the PLC payment, yes, we'll be able to do that one. And you can pretty well figure where you're going to be and be able to have a heads up whether or not you're going to be over the limit. If there's any possible chance, let's just look and see what the maximum payment is for your ARC. And let's assume you get the maximum payment. Does that put you over the payment limit? If it does, and if we do revert back to lower prices in the next week or so, and looks like you can pick up some LDP payments, I suggest you go the certs route and leave that 125 open just in case you get those big payments from ARC and PLC down the road. That's why I'm saying you got to do all this planning ahead of time before you start claiming
it's
things.
It's a finer detail, but it could be a critical detail in maximizing your overall payments.
And you just don't have to be that big to start hitting it. Now, I don't know what you consider big. Actually, a big farm is anybody's got an acre more than I've got. But, yeah, somebody with, maybe 2,500, 3,000 acres could well start to run into this. It depends on how low the prices go, and we don't know where they're going to go at this point. Finally, I strongly would suggest you go ahead and sign the paperwork for this, the CC-633-EZ. Sign it now.
Again, that's for eligibility.
That's for eligibility because you're not going to have much time if we get below the loan rate. And you want to be ready to claim that payment before it goes away the next day. And again, if we get back into that arrangement, we'll obviously do some modeling and try to predict that for folks. So bottom line, you're not going to have a lot of time to mess around. You're going to have to move quickly, and so you need to get the paperwork out of the way now. It may not mean anything, so I wouldn't run the town to do it, but if you're there, go by and sign that paperwork.
Heads up on all of this, very much appreciated, for there are a lot of things moving quickly. Prices fluctuating as they are for wheat in particular and dipping potentially below the loan rate once again, we shall see. Of course, have that conversation with your local FSA personnel about all this as well. Art, thank you for coming over. He's a risk management specialist, K-State Research and Extension, is Art Barnaby. After these moments away, we'll be back with this week's commentary on rural Kansas from K-State's Gus Vanderhoven. Stop, look, and listen directly ahead here on Agriculture Today.